Now we're ready to start. Speaker A. Be prepared for important cultural and language difficulties. This may seem obvious, but some people try to get by in Japan without hiring a good interpreter who can also explain Japanese traditions and customs. There are wide variations in dialect, climate, and culture. You may need a different distributor in Osaka from Tokyo, for example, and a different interpreter because your Tokyo man will not have the right network of contacts. Speaker B.
Trade on personal contacts at a senior level. This is more important than trading on price. Physical presence matters. Only now, after 10 years of selling to Japan, is Joloda introducing a new salesperson. Wainwright says regular exhibitions at national trade shows in Japan is critical to building a profile in the sector you sell to.
Speaker C. Patience pays dividends. It may take several visits before an order comes through. Hoodie and Dunthorne took about 60 months to get going, and Wainwright spent 10,000 before getting an order. He had gone back to the UK from a trade show ready to call it a day when his sales manager, who was due to follow him the next day, got a call to see the Mitsui Corporation 3 days later. Speaker D.
Avoid middlemen so as to speed delivery. Joloda uses an agent in Japan, but was able to give faster service by minimizing the length of its distribution chain. Hoodie and Dunthorne employs Rebecca Hawkins, a leading designer, and manufactures its own jewelry, so providing a fast, direct service with original designs.
Speaker E. Emphasize your product's country of origin. Britain, Cordell and Wainwright say, is seen as quaintly old-fashioned but full of history. Whether you sell jewelry or engineering products, stress any handcrafting of your goods and the heritage of the city where you are based. Develop your intuition. Cordell says a culture of politeness prevents the Japanese from expressing dislike and disagreement. If they visit you in the UK, Wainwright says to remember they do not usually eat big meals or too much meat. Fish restaurants are safer. Speaker F.
Some of Joloda's customers from the regions are unfamiliar with the Western culture. Cordell advises that UK visits by them should be well supervised from arrival to departure, with an interpreter provided at all times. Offer gifts. The Japanese enjoy giving and receiving beautifully presented gifts, Cordell says. Status is critical, so a prestigious brand is appreciated best. However, it is not the value of the gift, but the fact it is a present from you that counts, says Wainwright.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. Be prepared for important cultural and language difficulties. This may seem obvious, but some people try to get by in Japan without hiring a good interpreter who can also explain Japanese traditions and customs. There are wide variations in dialect, climate, and culture. You may need a different distributor in Osaka from Tokyo, for example, and a different interpreter because your Tokyo man will not have the right network of contacts. Speaker B.
Trade on personal contacts at a senior level. This is more important than trading on price. Physical presence matters. Only now, after 10 years of selling to Japan, is Joloda introducing a new salesperson. Wainwright says regular exhibitions at national trade shows in Japan is critical to building a profile in the sector you sell to.
Speaker C. Patience pays dividends. It may take several visits before an order comes through. Hoodie and Dunthorne took about 60 months to get going, and Wainwright spent 10,000 before getting an order. He had gone back to the UK from a trade show ready to call it a day when his sales manager, who was due to follow him the next day, got a call to see the Mitsui Corporation 3 days later. Speaker D.
Avoid middlemen so as to speed delivery. Jalouda uses an agent in Japan, but was able to give faster service by minimizing the length of its distribution chain. Hoodie & Dunthorne employs Rebecca Hawkins, a leading designer, and manufactures its own jewelry, so providing a fast, direct service with original designs.
Speaker E. Emphasize your product's country of origin. Britain, Caudill and Wainwright say, is seen as quaintly old-fashioned but full of history. Whether you sell jewelry or engineering products, stress any handcrafting of your goods and the heritage of the city where you are based. Develop your intuition. Caudill says a culture of politeness prevents the Japanese from expressing dislike and disagreement. If they visit you in the UK, Wainwright says to remember they do not usually eat big meals or too much meat. Fish restaurants are safer. Speaker F.
Some of Jalouda's customers from the regions are unfamiliar with the Western culture. Caudill advises that UK visits by them should be well supervised from arrival to departure, with an interpreter provided at all times. Offer gifts. The Japanese enjoy giving and receiving beautifully presented gifts, Caudill says. Status is critical, so a prestigious brand is appreciated best. However, it is not the value of the gift, but the fact it is a present from you that counts, says Wainwright.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.